Today is Tuesday, the 26th of November, the feast of St. John Birchmans, in the 34th week of Ordinary Time. Checo Ancra, Ethel Oppen, and Nikki Lathbridge sing Most Holy. Today's reading is from the Book of the Apocalypse.
Then I looked, and there was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like the Son of Man, with a golden crown on his head, and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, calling with a loud voice to the one who sat on the cloud, "Use your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is fully ripe." So the one who had sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle. Then another angel came out from the altar, the angel who has authority over fire. And he called with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, "Use your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for its grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and gathered the vintage of the earth, and he threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
As we approach Advent, our readings focus on the end of time, when all will come before the Lord for judgment. Using vivid and dramatic pictures, John depicts how this might be. As you hear these prophetic words, what is stirring in you? Thank you. When you consider standing before God, what emotions arise in you? Excitement, anxiety, fear, anticipation, or something else? What do you want to say to Jesus about what you are hearing and feeling? Say it now. How does Jesus respond to you? As you listen to the passage again, imagine the immense love of God reaching out to gather you in.
Then I looked, and there was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like the Son of Man, with a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, calling with a loud voice to the one who sat on the cloud, "Use your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is fully ripe." So the one who had sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle. Then another angel came out from the altar, the angel who has authority over fire. And he called with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, "Use your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for its grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and gathered the vintage of the earth, and he threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
As we come to the end of this time of prayer, rest secure in the God of love, who promises to never let you go. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.